I be the U.S. Marine.
Talk Radio.
Hoorah, motherfuckers. I fought 3.5 hours ago. You all saw the fight, man? Shit, man. I beat the shit out of a U.S. Marine. You saw the logo on his shirt? Yeah, man. I challenged him, man. I talked to him. He told me he served in Iraq and Afghanistan, man. Listen, I'm the best, man. I beat every boxer that I faced. I beat every kickboxer that I faced, right? I beat every MMA fighter that I faced, and now I beat a Marine. I always wanted to fight a U.S. Marine. Like, I beat Vasquez. He was U.S. Army, but I always wanted to beat a Marine. Finally, the day has come. Now, no matter what happens on May 2nd between Mayweather and Pacquiao, no matter what, those two clowns, what I did today in a street fight, that Marine would kill Mayweather and Pacquiao. Come on. Marines, yeah, they lose to me. I'm Charlie Zelenoff. You understand? I'm the GOAT. Mayweather and Pacquiao are not the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Deontay Wilder, what now, bitch? Charlie, type, number one P4P? Charlie Zelenoff beats down U.S. Marine. Hey, 017, man, I see spaghetti legs. I see spaghetti legs. Woo! Oh, shit, man. You know, the fight continued when the video was turned off. I TKO'd him with a right jab to the face. Look at that. Bow, bow. What's up, homeboy? Boom. Fuck, man. I nearly knocked him out with that shit. That left hook. All right, look. 017. Look. Bow. Fuck, man. That shit was nice. You haters are done, man. You fucking clowns, man. Look at that. Boom, man. You motherfuckers, man. You fucking dumb sons of bitches, man. Talk shit about me every fucking day, man. That's what you get, man. Boom, son. That was highlight reel right there, man. That was highlight reel material that ESPN2. Hey, ESPN2? You fucking jokers, man. Hey, I beat a heavyweight that's a U.S. Marine. Come on. You can't say shit about that. Teddy Atlas, man, I was right. You're mentally ill, dude. You clowns sold me short. You sold the wrong person. You sold the wrong person short. Charlie Zelenoff is not only the greatest of all time in boxing, but I'm the greatest of all time in fighting. Period. Come on, I beat a fucking Marine with ease, man. I beat him like he was a regular person, man. That guy was not a regular person, man. I beat the fuck out of him, man. No, like I just punished him, dude. Just like boom, man. Like if you see in the beginning, very beginning. All right, right there, slow motion. All right, 005, I jabbed him right in the head. He threw some shit at me, he missed. Yeah, this was a great win. Fuck, man. I talked to my wife right before, right after. She's proud of me. I love my wife. Yeah, my trip got delayed. I'm going there in 3 weeks to Ukraine. But, you know, well, what can I say? I mean, I was disappointed about the whole delay and everything, but, man, I'm happy as fuck right now, man. I'm just relieved, man, relieved. Great victory. I mean, I know I beat a kickboxer. March 30th, but dude, I mean, like, this win is way better. I mean, this guy would beat that kickboxer, I mean, without a doubt, man. Like I said, damn, I caught it on the other radio. I was like, they need to stop putting Marines in front of me. There you go, man. Oh, shit, man. I crushed his ass. Now, I told him, I said, look, man, I'm like, I respect what you guys do for the you know, U.S. Armed Forces and everything for my country. I'm an American myself, but you know, this has nothing to do with that. You know, this is boxing. This is real boxing, and you're gonna be given 8 ounce gloves and, you know, 79 tries, all fail. Let's do this. He said, let's do it. Yeah, I mean, listen, boxers, Marines, yeah, but no more. Like, I'm talking about like. Just regular muscle heads, yeah. Nah, come on, I can. If I'm beating Marines easily like that, and if I could beat kickboxers with one punch, and you know, beat boxers with one punch, I'm beating professional fighters and Marines. Yeah, I can't. I can kill a regular person. You know, I mean, I can't be challenging regular people and shit. You know what I'm saying? I looked spectacular today. That was, you should have seen what I did off video, the way I TKO'd him, man. I hit him with a right jab and stopped him. Yeah, on video it looks like a unanimous decision, but that's not the whole, well, that's most of the fight. That's like, that's, look, that was, yeah, those hooks I hit him with, those are the best moments of the fight. But off video, I landed a right jab in his face and he quit. You know what I'm saying? I hit him because he kind of like, we thought the fight was over and that's it, you know, I beat the shit out of him so bad he didn't want to continue. And then he tried to like, we touched gloves, right? And then the guy, he turned off the camera. And then, I, what's it called, this motherfucker, the Marine that I beat, he, like, kind of slapped me with the glove in my stomach. I'm like, what the fuck? Boom, I hit him in the face. And he hit me back in the face. That was the only punch he landed, and that's not, that was, I was off guard. So then I go, okay, boom, right jab to his face, stopped him, this is it. He took off his gloves. I'm like, I told him, hey, you want to continue this shit? I'm like, be my fucking guest, dude. I'm like, I won that fight. He's like, yeah, you did. And he's like, you did, man. He's like, but you know what? He's like, Charlie, you won the fight, man. You know, no shit. I fucking crushed him. Nobody can deny it. He didn't land anything on video. But he said, he's like, you won the fight, but he's like, he's like, the rematch? He said, I'm going to look different, man. He said, it's going to be a different result in the rematch. I'm like, oh, please, man. I'm like, don't make me laugh, son. I'm like, you got demolished, man. That was it. What rematch? Come on, man. He gave me his cell phone number. He said, anytime you need an opponent, you know, even though he told me, even though he lost, he's always down to fight. But I respect that. You know, I respect that. But what a rematch? Hey, bring on another Marine, man. Bro, bring on fucking Navy. Bring on a Navy SEAL, man. They'll lose too, man. Oh, shit. Listen. Nobody can beat me. I'm unbeatable, man. I'm the best. Now do people see that when I beat Deontay Wilder, when I smashed that clown, Deontay Wilder, that knockdown, the whole back of the head, now you see it? Now do you see it was a fluke? Hey, there you go. I've won 23 bouts after the Wilder fights. Look, I crushed Deontay Wilder. But it's irrelevant, man. Look at me now, man. We live today, motherfucker. I'm the greatest. I was always the best, man. When I beat Wilder, I beat him in the ring. I smashed him in the ring. That was legit, man. I smashed him. But today, come on. That was a flawless victory. This fucking troll that has the screen name Charlie ZTV. What now, moron? What now, you fucking delusional fucking sick motherfucker? Go take your medication or else your psychiatrist is going to yell at you, bitch. I just beat a fucking U.S. Marine, you fucking clown, man. All these fucking... No, seriously, this Joker, he, like, titles these videos. Like, every time I post, like, a victory, oh, man, I bet you he's not going to make any videos about this. Like, he's not going to retake. He can't, because he can't. The motherfucker, the Marine not only lost, but he got... annihilated. Like, this was just, like, so one-sided that, like, not even the biggest, most diehard Charlie Zelenov hater can say that I didn't win. You know what I mean? Nobody could deny my victory. So, yeah, that's it. You haters have been shut down, man. April 11th. Wasn't there supposed to be some fake stream, mainstream boxing going on today? Well, there was real boxing today, man. That's right, Charlie Zelenov, baby. All right, hold on. Appreciate it, man. Some good feedback. Hey, listen, man. You know, 80-0 now. 80-0, 51 knockouts. Yeah, I know on video it looked like unanimous decision. I'm telling you, I jabbed him two times after the video. I jabbed him I landed the very first punch and the very last punch. And he quit. I just hit him in the face with a right jab. Hard right jab, stiff right jab, just bam. The best punch of the fight was the 0-17. That was just, yeah, that's hot. That was highlight reel, man. Highlight reel, man. When I come back from Ukraine, I'm definitely going to repost that left hook. But that video is going to remain on there for a while. That's it. You know, I know I always say that I'm going to take a break, but now it's, you know, I'm literally leaving the country and in 3 weeks. So I do not plan to fight in Ukraine. I'm going there strictly to see my wife, you know. That's it. I've done enough fighting. A well-deserved break. I mean, listen, I fight so often that I made boxing history, man. Yeah. Now the world knows, man. Now they know it's real. I've been sold short for years. No matter what I do, I mean, but come on. Today, it's time that, you know, that's it. Haters are exposed, beyond exposed. They're done. These people have BoxRec, the mainstream journalists, these people, they sold me short. How can you sell an 80-0 professional fighter short? You can't. You just can't. You can't say I padded my record. I beat fucking Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant, Gilles Duval, and now a U.S. Marine. I'm beating kickboxers. I knocked out. Now you believe it. Teardrop was a murderer. I beat him with one punch. So now you guys see it. When fights that go down that are not on video, you got to take my word for it, because I beat the fuck out of a U.S. Marine on video. So if something goes down off video, like before, like some of the fights that didn't go on video, you got to take my word for it that I won them, because look how great I fight when I fight on video. You see what I'm saying? Makes sense, right? You can't deny Charlie Zelenoff, man. Yeah, Deontay Wilder, if you're listening to this, man, hey, listen, anytime, motherfucker. I'm going to Ukraine in 3 weeks, so you better hurry up and buy your fucking plane ticket, bitch. Bitch boy. Yeah. You better hurry up and buy your plane ticket, man. I'll make it 81, motherfucker. Beat you a third time. Beat you two times, son. In the ring, I clobbered you. Outside the ring, continued clobbering you with those hooks to the body. You landed a lucky punch. You told everybody that you knocked me out. Deontay, you got mental problems, motherfucker. That Marine in a street fight, I said street fight, he would kill you, without a doubt. I beat him in a boxing match. So, but let's see, I won 23 fights after I beat Wilder by TKO and by DQ, correct? 23 wins. How many times has Deontay Wilder fought after fighting me? 2 times. How many times have I fought? 23 times. So who the fuck is the champ now? Pound for pound, number one, Charlie motherfucking Zelenoff, baby. Cemented, undeniable. I mean, come on, you just... It's incredible, man. So I just won this fight, man. Let me see when I texted my wife, all right? I texted my wife. I said, 80-0, baby. All right, 11-29. So that's right when I beat this guy. Right now it's three and a half hours ago I beat this Marine. April 11th, 2015, today. My 9th win of the year. We're barely in April and already 9 victories. Holy shit, man. Yeah, how many fights has Mayweather Jr. won this year? None. I won 9. Greatest of all time. Charlie Zelenoff, baby. Come on, I'm beating heavy. That guy was obviously a heavyweight, man. Dude was like 220, 230 easily, man. Dude was a heavyweight, man. Heavyweight U.S. Marine lost to Charlie Z. You haters are delusional. Now you bitches, boys. You had to see it. Yeah, but come on. Before this fight, I didn't show footage of that I was the best. Man, I always win, man. I always show fucking videos of me beating the fuck out of people, man. How many more times can I do it, man? But now, come on, man. You can't deny that, man. And he said he used to box, too. But the thing is, you saw the Marine logo, man. Fuck, that's incredible. It's like I beat all the boxers. It's like, damn, who the fuck is there? Who else is there to fight for Charlie Zelenoff? He beat everybody. Boom, U.S. Marine steps up. Gets smashed. I'm number one, man. Listen, Charlie Zelenoff is number one pound for pound. Yeah, Marines, they would lose to me, but dude, that guy would crush these mainstream boxers. That guy I beat today? Shit. Yeah, but against other boxers? Oh, my God, come on. Yeah, these guys on TV would not stand a chance. Not even in a boxing match versus a Marine. Any Marine would beat any mainstream boxer. That's not even, like, debatable. Charlie Zelenoff is different. I'm the GOAT, man. That's exception. You know what I'm saying? But against any other boxer, oh shit. Those clowns wouldn't stand a chance, man. Those TV boxers are a goddamn joke. You know, like I said, other fighters get credit. Yeah, the fighters that fight me. Not everybody. Like Deontay Wilder, he doesn't get any credit. That guy's a clown. He got one shot at. I beat him with one punch. After that, what? A cheap shot? A DQ? You're gonna consider him a winner? A champion? No fucking way. Why, when I went outside, he didn't want to continue? Because he's a clown. Yeah, man, seriously. Yeah, I love my wife. I won for her. I told her, baby, I'm gonna win number 80 for you, and it's gonna be big. I'm gonna make it special, you know. Boom! I beat the shit out of a fucking Marine, man, on video. God damn, man. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. I'm telling you, that gym is the real deal, man. They got fighters there, man. I didn't know they had Marines going over there, man. Shit. Just when I wanted to fight a Marine, I beat them. 8 likes. Well, I liked it, so 7 likes so far on the video, on the fight. Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised. Well, yeah, I nearly knocked him out with that hook. Yeah, I know. 0-17. Yeah, see, if I hit him again, like right at that moment, he was backing up. He was hurt backing up. Yeah, no, I TKO'd him. I'm telling you, when the video went off, I hit him with a jab, and then. He didn't land anything. The cheap shot? I cried. I hit him again. I punched him again. Listen, I annihilated the guy. You know, he knows it. He, you know what I'm saying? He kind of, like, when the video went off, he kind of slapped me with the glove on the stomach, and I just went boom in the face, and then he hit me back in the face. And then I was like, what? I'm like, boom, man. Here you go, man. I hit him right in the fucking face, man. Right in, like, the jaw area. Yeah, I hit him right in the face. I annihilated him. It was not close. Probably the best win of my career, and the most one-sided. And the way I boxed, the jab, the hooks, the defense, man. A lot of people complain, oh, how come you don't have your hands up? Listen, I can have my hands down. Because I'm hands down the greatest of all time. It's just, you know, now, yeah, you know. Listen, some fucking clowns landed some lucky knockdowns on the greatest of all time. Therefore, you know, I tend to keep my guard up more now, you know. I don't want any flukes to happen. So, yeah, there you say it, man, now. This is it. My offense is better, and my defense is better, man. But see, my defense is my offense. You know? And my offense is my defense, you know what I'm saying? It's incredible. It's just something. But, yeah, no, my defense got a lot better, man. My jab's been world class. It's just, hey, a TKO to Marine. Right jab, yeah. The last punch of the fight. First jab of the fight was a left jab. And landed some nice hooks on him. Shook him up. No, I more than shook him up. I nearly knocked him the fuck out, man. Oh, yeah. That was... Yeah, I'm clean. Face is clean. Yeah. Well, he's black. I mean, you know, even if I, like, bruised him up, you know, it's hard to tell on a black guy, you know what I mean? They're dark skin. You know, it's hard to tell if they have a black eye or whatever. Yeah, but, yeah, I fucked him up, man. I hurt the guy. Yeah, so this Mayweather Jr. moron, he looks stupid. He looks absolutely stupid, you know. Hey, Floyd, man, type in number one pound for pound, Charlie Zelenoff beats down U.S. Marine. I'm 80-0, motherfucker. What the fuck is 47-0? I highly doubt you're 47-0. I think your fights are staged. But even if you are, even if you really won, that's not that many fights. Compared to 80, what the fuck is 47? Shit, man. You know, when I was 47-0, 2013, motherfucker. Yeah, man, I was, come on, man, 47. Man. I'm at the 80 win mark now, man. You're too slow, son. You're too slow, Floyd. Yeah, the pace you fight at two times a year, 23 wins last year, 9 wins already this year. Come on, son. Fucking everybody, look, any normal human being knows that I would murder Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's too small, man. Look at my opponents, Jacob. Look at that heavyweight that I beat, that I jabbed, and he flew the fuck away. All these guys are 200-plus, man. Mayweather's not even fucking one. What is he, 147? What was the most Mayweather ever weighed? 154? I would kill him. He's too small, man. This Marine would murder him. Derek the Giant, Jill Zavala, Deontay Wilder, all these motherfuckers I beat would kill Mayweather. Imagine, I would fucking, dude, I would hurt Mayweather Jr. so bad that he would never fight again, or pretend fight, or whatever the fuck he calls fighting on TV. He would never do that bullshit again, because I would embarrass him and I would upload it on YouTube. Look, I would beat him worse than I beat his dad, but he's not worth the mention, man. I just beat a Marine. Who the fuck is Mayweather Jr., man? He's a clown. He's a TV actor, man. He's a fucking clown. That's it. Yo, BoxRec, man. I'm sorry if I ruined your day. You know, you guys were about to watch some mainstream boxing, huh? And talk about that shit and then talk more shit about me. Oh, you can't talk shit about me anymore. Yeah, you people have no credibility, man. Fucking idiots. Inside hoops, you fucking deluded, dumb sons of bitches. Who cares about basketball, man? I beat a fucking Marine, man. That's above. That's like, all right, that video, me beating the Marine, that's more interesting than Game 7 of the NBA Finals, motherfucker. That's it, man. Of boxing, the mecca of boxing, the number one boxer that's ever laced up boxing gloves, Charlie Zelenoff, man, the greatest ever. That's it, man. 80-0, man. 20 more wins till the 100. I mean, listen, I could, if I wanted to, I could just hang him up now, especially after a win like this, and you know. But I'm not gonna do that because you know, 100 has just been my goal for such a long time, and that's, you know, I'm gonna do it. But yeah, definitely. When I get to the 100, I can get to 200 now at the rate I'm going. Okay, 80 wins. Well, I've been boxing since November 2004. So that's over a decade. It's my 11th year in boxing. So that's 10 years plus. That's over a decade. Yeah, but you understand that when I started my boxing career, I didn't fight this often. I wasn't. I'm in my prime right now. I wasn't this good in the beginning. Obviously, I was a kid, man. All these clowns on the internet, they sold me short. They didn't, you know, they didn't give the champ the chance. They just blah 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 blah. This is it. They made all their assumptions. How do you clowns look now? You've been warned many times. Many times. I went to all. See, like, I don't post on these forums. These people that post on these forums are fucking mentally handicapped, you know. I used to just go on there and just laugh at these mentally handicapped people, you know what I mean? The haters. And when I was a kid, I used to, you know, yeah, obviously, come on, I have a wife, man. I talk to my wife, I Skype with her. I'm greatest of all time. I'm a champion, you know. I fight, I train, I have a wife. I don't have time to post on forums, and plus I would never do that again. I look back at those days and I'm like, man, what the hell was I doing, wasting my time explaining the truth to a bunch of fucking, you know, idiots that are falsely accusing, you know, just trying to spread a false image on me. You know, I'm truly pound for pound number one, and they're trying to sell me short. And it was, you people are sick, man. No TV fighter. Listen, the TV fighters lost, Marines lost, underground fighters lost, street fighters lost. Everybody fucking lost to me, okay? And nobody will ever beat me. Therefore, your hopes of an upset never going to happen, son. Never. Charlie Zelenoff is unbeatable. The greatest. I beat Deontay Wilder. Does DeJuan want a rematch? Hey, anytime, man. I'm a lot better this year than I was last year, man. Oh, yeah, it's pretty fucking obvious, man. I get better every year, but this year is like, I don't know, man. I think this is the ultimate year because, I'm having a wedding this year. Yeah, I'm going to be 27 in July. I'm still 26. 80 wins at 26 years old. I'm not even 30 yet. I already have 80 wins. Oh yeah, if I continue at this rate, well, look, I'm going to Ukraine, so I'm not gonna put on gloves, you know, for at least 3 months. Well, I don't know. I don't know how long they're gonna keep my wife there. 2 to 3 months. Okay, 2 to 3 months is like the minimum. 1 month if we get lucky. 6 months is the max. They're not gonna shoot. Like, I plan to get her pregnant over there and. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be longer. No, longer than six months. But listen, I can take off as much time as I want after what you saw today, man. Dude, I just beat three people last month, man. I didn't even have to fight this month. I wasn't supposed to fight this month. This month, I was supposed to. I thought I was going to. My probation, it did not get extended. It was always on that day. I just didn't know that I thought the last visit meant the last day. No, I'm done with my, yeah, I completed my visits. Like, I'm done. Yeah, this is it. Now all I just have to do is stay home, stay out of trouble, Skype with my wife, and this is it. She's going to be in my arms in 3 weeks. And that's what's going to happen. But, yeah, I know my release date and everything, yeah. Oh, I went to the probation people. I told them, I said, look, this girl loves me. She's been waiting for me for so long. And they said, you know, it's obvious you love her too. You know, love is in the air. They even told me that. I was like, okay. I'm like, well, can you give me a release form so I can go get my passport and get the hell out of here? They said, they don't have the jurisdiction to do that. And they went to the computer, they printed out the paper. They said, your probation expires on this day. That's when you can get your passport, and then when the passport comes, that's when you can go on the plane and see your wife. So, yeah, the first week of May is when I will physically hold my wife in my arms. Finally. 3 weeks. About 3 weeks, yeah. What a win. I won for her today, baby. I won for Jesus Christ, for God, because He gave me the power. Because God gave me the power. God gave me my wife. And He gave me everything before. Yeah, for God and for my wife. And for the fans, of course. Never forget the fans. Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. The greatest ever. Yeah, man, I'm very satisfied with today's win. Yeah, the win against Alu, man, it was like... It was good. But I didn't hit him full out. But this guy, I hit him hard, man. I was punching him hard. Motherfucker nearly got dropped. I mean, yeah, but Alu was just, he may have been a trained kickboxer, but this Marine that I beat today would fucking smash Alu. He at least took a beating. He took the time to take a fucking beating. You know what I'm saying? He was in there trying. He took a beating. But, That Alu guy, he's a quitter. Just a quitter. Because I just tagged him in the jaw, and he just said, oh, this is it. I don't want to fight like a fucking bitch, you know what I mean? Yeah, this guy quit too, but he, quit after taking a beating that's on YouTube right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, when the videos went off, you know, motherfucker slapped me on the stomach with the glove. I'm like, what the fuck? Boom, man. I hit him, then he hit me back, then I hit him, and then he quit. That's it. Charlie Zonov defeats a U.S. Marine, April 11, 2015. I am the greatest.